All right, what's going on? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Ola. Today we're talking about what is real estate wholesaling. I got some quotes here for you. We're going to go over that, but before we dive into that, let me first of all tell you how it goes down here. First of all, you want to make sure that if you can't open a new browser, go to your laptop on the browser and go to myempirepro.com and make sure you download the free book, because everything I'm sharing with you here, my concept, my method of thinking, the way I think about business, marketing, and lead generation and traffic generation and creating revenue, everything I think about is in that 200 pages book. It's a book you need to download. You need to read it 13 to 15 times in order for the concept to become a part of you so you can enjoy the same kind of success I've enjoyed over the years. My name is Ola. I've been in the business of marketing. Okay, I've been in the business of marketing since 2004, ending 2005, let's just say a little bit over a decade, okay? And a lot of stuff I'm going to be sharing with you is coming from strictly from experience. I've closed over 40 deals in real estate. I've done over $1 million multiple times over in online marketing, in sales, okay? And personally, I've built teams and things like that. So when I share whatever I share with you here, they're educated opinions, they're professional opinions, and but also please take it with a grain of salt. But you can learn a lot from my experience and everything I'm sharing with you. Now, on top of that, what I do here is that for example, I will answer this question of what is real estate wholesaling here in a second. But also, I'm going to dive into, I'm going to actually start calling real prospects. And you're going to be able to listen to me live as I talk to prospects when they come online. I call a couple of different types of leads. And you understand why I'm calling leads here in a second. It's cold calling, okay? But it's cold calling from a perspective of attraction marketing. I don't stress myself when I'm talking to them. The first rule to cold calling, honestly, is to have no expectation, okay? And that's part of attraction. That's part of law of attraction. No expectation whatsoever. Not being attached to the outcome whatsoever. That's part of what we do. So on this session right here, once I'm done going through the quotes, because I noticed that when I'm calling for sale by owners, the phone calls get a lot more busier. Okay. So I don't want to be interrupted. So the first thing I want to do is I want to share with you. Probably the reason that put you on this video, which is you want to learn what real estate wholesaling is. But of course, it's going to be a added bonus. You've been able to stick around with me here and see me in action, talking and looking for deals and looking for qualified, and you'll be able to understand why I am pre-qualifying these people and why I am giving them the kind of offer I'm giving them if I do end up having to give an offer over the phone. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's about 90-minute session. The phone call itself is about 90-minute session, and then we'll talk about that. So with that being said, the first thing I want to do before I dive in into the call session, to dial-in session, is to first of all talk about what is real estate wholesaling, okay? But again, before I dive into that, make sure you go to myempirepro.com and get that book. As I'm talking to you right now, we are migrating servers. So if it's down a little bit, that's okay. Just bookmark it and come back to it later. But I think my empirepro.com should be up. My other website has been down for a few hours because we're in the middle of migrating servers, okay? All right, so with that being said, let's get started with this one right here. So what is real estate wholesaling? In order to define that, if I have any addition, I'll add on to it as we go along in this session. But I try to keep it simple, okay? So here's the definition that I have. It is a business model or strategy that allows a person to make lucrative profits by simply finding motivated sellers and discounted properties for real estate investors. Okay, so for real estate investors, cash buyers, okay, and things like that. Okay, so essentially, your job is really a marketing job. Okay, you find motivated sellers, you find discounted properties, you find distressed properties and distressed ownership. That's the whole point of real estate wholesaling. Now, real estate investor or investing essentially is you buy something low and you sell high, okay? However, sometimes you buy low, you fix it, okay? You do some add-ons, you do some repairs, right? And then you flip it, right? Fix and flip, right? That's the full-blown real estate investorship, I don't know if that's a word, but you get it, right? That's the full blown thing. But for rehabbers and people that rehab houses and fixer flippers, people like that, they may not have the time, or they just can't reach out to the whole market. And sometimes they're looking for deals. Maybe they haven't marketed for a while, or maybe they just find your deal to be a lot more lucrative and attractive. And you found the deal. They will pay you lucrative fees just to find them these deals, okay? Just to find these properties. How you find discounted properties by looking for motivated sellers, okay? So that's why we call people like for sale by owners. We call people with expired listings. We're looking for a motivation to sell for less than what the property is worth, okay? Now, that's a whole conversation around that. There's a whole marketing skills and prospecting skill around that. Today, you're going to see me in action, okay, in a little bit here, maybe in about 4 minutes. You're going to see me in action looking for these deals. 90 minutes a day, we spend together and we do this, all right? So let's see here. Using real estate wholesaling, anyone can engage in real estate investing without needing his or her own cash or credit. So anytime you hear people say, invest in real estate without cash, without money, it's real, okay? And it should make sense to you right now. Really, you should have your own cash, ideally, right? But the idea of not having your own cash is if you can bring something else of value into the business. So something of value you can bring into the business is help the people that have the cash find the deals. Okay, they bring the cash to the table. You find the deal. They pay you a fee for finding the deal. So you approach homeowners and you market the message we buy houses relentlessly. You market that. Your job is to market that. Your job is to find these homeowners and to find this motivated sellers that have one reason or the other to sell their house for less than what it's worth. A lot of time it could be because they listed the property on the market for too long and, you know, it's not actually, or too high prices, or it expired off the market, or somebody inherited a property that they don't really want, or somebody is in pre-foreclosures, they're behind on their bills, right, which is one of my favorites, or for sale by owner, somebody looking to avoid paying commission to a realtor, right? However, they need a little bit of motivation beyond that, because if they're looking to save 3%, chances are they're not going to be interested in selling their house to you at a 35% discount off, right? So, but that's all part of the dynamics, okay? So during this live session, I'm going to go live and do live prospecting as the gateway to real estate wholesaling for massive profit. You're going to see me do that here, right? Real estate wholesaling basically starts with putting houses under contract at 65% of its after repair value, okay? So minus estimated cost of repair, okay? So if a property is worth $100,000 after it's repaired, if it's brand new, everything is good to go, it's polished, it is worth $100,000. As a wholesaler or as an investor, as a wholesaler, you want to put the house under contract for 65%. As an investor, you want to put the house under contract for 75%. But now, you as a wholesaler, you got to create some room, okay, as room as possible in the equity for you to get paid a fee, all right? So you put the property under contract for 65% of the after repair value minus estimated cost of repair, and you sell the rights, okay, to the equitable interest. You have equitable right interest in the property by simply putting it under contract, right? This is the homeowner saying, here, I give you the right for 10 days or whatever is under contract, or 15 days or 30 days, I give you the right to purchase this property at $65,000. The property is worth $100,000. If the property needs $10,000 worth of work, that's going to be $65,000 minus $10,000. That's $55,000, okay? So you turn around, you sell the right to that contract, okay? You have the right to the contract now. You sell the rights to that contract to an end buyer at 75% of the after repair value minus the repair cost, okay? So in this scenario, that will be $75,000 minus the $10,000 work that is needed, okay? That's $65,000. So your fee is going to be the $10,000 between $65,000 and $55,000. That's your fee. So the higher the value of the property, the higher the money you can make goes, okay? So if this was $200,000, you could make $20,000. If this was a $200,000 home, you could make $20,000 just like that. you could make somewhere around 10%, and there's flexibility. It depends on how good the deal is, depends on how bad the deal is. You can make anywhere from $500 to $82,000, at least from what I know. My highest I've made from one deal is $82,000, just for wholesaling, okay? So that's how that works, okay? The spread between 65% and 75% of the after repair value becomes your fee as a marketer. You're a marketer, okay? That's why you don't have to bring any money to the table. You may have to spend money depending on the strategy you pick to market. You will spend money on marketing, okay? But there are ways that you don't have to spend money on marketing. Does that make sense? Let's see here. Interesting. All right, 1 second, guys. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on a live session. What's up? Wait, 1 second. So sorry about that. That was the wife calling from Nigeria. She's out of town. All right. So like I was saying, let's get back to the session here. The spread is pretty much about 10% plus minus. It depends on how good the deal is. Okay. If you make $500 from a deal, you remember you invested nothing. Right, you didn't bring any credit to the table. That is still return on investment infinity. It depends on, of course, how much time you spend on the deal. But typically, you make money for creating results. Okay, so it's not about how much money you make from the deal. It's your responsibility to use comparable comps, or we call them comps, to determine the after repair value of the property and to estimate the cost of repair. I have a very quick way of doing an estimate. It's an estimate. No numbers are solid until actual closing. Okay, so. It's just speed is everything in the business as well too, but you'll see me working here in a second. Why would anyone want to sell you these properties at 65% and lower? Well, there are three reasons I can think of right now, but there's definitely a lot more. The property is distressed. The property ownership is distressed. It could be divorced. It could be pre-foreclosure. They owe money, expired listings. They already moved. They're paying two mortgages, right? They inherited the property they don't really want, okay? And all of the above are motivation to get rid of the property. They're motivated. They need to get rid of the property. Okay. It could be the property is bad on their books and they need to get rid of it. Okay. Because it's bad on their books doesn't mean it's bad on your book. Your job is to secure a deal that's win-win for everybody. Okay. The first step to real estate wholesaling is to find these deals. Okay. That will be this deals. Okay. This is one of the most effective and cost-effective strategy. And it's cold calling, okay? And we're prospecting, we're calling distressed homeowners that are listed in public records such as pre-foreclosure, probate, tax defaults, and more. But also, I do today, like for example, today I'm calling for sale by owners. It's actually a test. Yesterday was all right. I've chosen to continue to call, to finish calling them to extract some data out of that. What I noticed with calling for sale by owners is I'm actually talking to a lot more real people from the real numbers, okay? However, they're not as motivated, okay? And I'm spending a lot more time on the phone. But who knows? Maybe if you knock one deal, that would be totally worth it. So I'm going to finish calling the list of leads that I have on here. With that being said, don't forget, you want to go to myempirepro.com, download the free book. And also, that's going to give you instant access to a free course called the Smart Business Empire, okay? That's something you want to leverage. In this business, or in business from home in general, I preach building a business, an informational business around your passion, but I also preach investing in real estate. Those two things right there, for an average person, you can create wealth, okay? You can create a lot of cash and you can build wealth from that. And you can escape the rat race or the corporate world by simply focusing on, sharing what you know from your passion standpoint. And something you already know, you can leverage that on the internet, as well as real estate wholesaling and real estate investing. Anyone should be involved in that, okay? So with that being said, let's go ahead and let's get started with today's call. All right, it's going to be fun. Let's see. Boo, 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 boo. So today I'm calling. First of all, the first thing I want to do is I want to show you the pulse of my dialer. Okay, my dialer is automatic. Okay, so that makes it the cold calling thing a lot more easier too. I don't have to dial numbers manually. Everything is dialed in the background as I'm talking to you as we move along. Okay, what I'm gonna do is if we have time in between, I'll go through the slides again. All right, I'm probably like digress a little bit further into each one of the slides until we're done with calling all our leads today. Okay. I use a platform called the RedX. It's called the Storm Dialer with the RedX. RedX created the Storm Dialer, and my database when it comes to these leads are stored on a platform called Vortex, right? And to be honest with you, I want to be calling everybody. Okay, depends on what kind of deal it is. Depending on if it's it could be expired listings, it could be for sale by owner. Okay, it could be pre foreclosure, and it could be for rent by owner. These are landlords who are trying to rent. Some of them are tired landlords as well. All right, so those type of deals right there is what I call. But for today, I want to finish the campaign I started yesterday, which is calling for sale by owner. But the first thing I want to do, again, I'm going to show you the pulse of my dialer, okay? And then we'll switch back to the screen. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. All right, if you're hanging out with me, congratulations to you for hanging out with me live. Feel free to ask questions. Let's see here. So the dialer as of today, I've called 12 hours worth of calls, 455 leads in total we've called, 823 calls have been made. How? Well, I'm not, the machine is dialing as I'm talking to you, but we could get interrupted by calls in between or leaving a voicemail in between. But that's the fun part of this, okay? I've made 53 contacts. That means I actually spoke to a person, okay? And then voicemail, we've left 215 voicemails. The voicemails serve as marketing messages out there as well, too. When you drop a voicemail on somebody's phone, they may listen to it today, tomorrow. They may listen to it and store it there. They may have a listing and they want to wait until they exhaust the market before they call you to sell the house to you for 65%. But that's another way to find deals. People call you after the fact, you know. You become the last resort. You take advantage of that by simply being in the game. The only way to win in the game is to be in the game, okay? Then callback sets. That means when somebody say, hey, call me back at this time, we've set about 16 of them. And about 12 hours total. Average daily call is about, we do about 90 minutes per day, okay? And we call, make about 100 calls per day, okay? On an average so far, 50 leads. All right, so those are the data. So when we're done with this, I'll come back here and I'll show you some more. I'll show you what we've done today so far, okay, when we're done today. So let me switch on back to our slides. That way I can go back and once we have some breathing room in between the calls, you'll be learning as I'm talking to people, okay? You'll be learning the languages, what I'm listening out for. Typically when I'm calling people, I have no expectation. Okay, that's number one. I'm not attached to the outcome. Okay, and that shows in my voice. Okay, people are gonna ask you intimidating questions, like you know, for example, in for sale by owners, you're gonna hear. If some of you were here yesterday, you will hear things like, "Are you a realtor or are you a buyer?" That's an intimidating question. And if you're a realtor, you start shaking, or even if you're an investor, you know they have a fence up already. I don't necessarily stop there, but I put a fence up at that moment too, okay? And I'm like, well, do you have a problem talking to realtors? Why don't you want to work with realtors? And I ask them that question so they can tell me their real reason. Usually it's because they're trying to avoid paying commissions, okay? And I'll say, okay, that's the only reason why you don't want to work with a realtor, right? All right, good, I'm an investor anyway. But I have some questions about your property. And that's pretty much my conversation goes along that way. And they get comfortable with me, okay? My goal is to make them comfortable with me. And then at some point, after they've gotten comfortable, I'm going to tell them, listen, I'm a cash buyer, okay? That means I don't buy at retail price. Do you have a problem with that? Would you like to hear my offer? All right, please don't take an offense to my offer. but this is my offer. And typically at that point, I'll throw 65% of whatever Zillow say the property is, especially if they're already on the fence. If, you know, I just told them to get them off the phone so I can move on to the next call. But I want to finish this. I prefer, as a stand right now, I prefer calling pre-foreclosures. It's a lot more numbers that are not good, but when the number is good, it's good, okay? And pre-foreclosures is my zone, is where I've closed most of the 40 deals I told you about. And, you know, it's just my zone. But again, there's nothing wrong with testing new things, because the worst thing you can do to yourself in entrepreneurship and in life in general is to be closed-minded. So it's a very difficult thing for me, but I try to be as open-minded as possible. It's difficult for me just like an average human being, but I try to be as open-minded as possible, okay? With that being said, it's 4:56 right now, and we're going to start dialing, and my dialer is going to call my phone. Do you want to continue the last campaign? Yes. And right now it says we have 17 calls to make, 17 numbers to dial. Let's see. And my phone will be called by the dialer. Come on. Oh, I didn't click start. There we go.
Press 1 to continue.
All right. We're on. We're calling the
touch. Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hola. It's a Google Voice. So... So when the person puts a Google Voice on there,
the Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Alright. So dropping voicemails here is as good as one click.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hola. Now we're calling Bloomfield. So my favorite line when I'm calling these people is, what's the story with this house? I'm going to try to use that a lot today.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak to Janet Ford, please?
Janet Ford?
Yes.
Janet Ford is deceased. How can I help you?
Oh, sorry about that. You have a property leased at Jerome Place?
147 Jerome Place?
Yes, correct. And I wanted to. You're speaking with Ola. My name is Ola. Did I catch you at a good time?
Hey, Ola, how are you? How can I help you?
Very good, very good. What's the story with this property?
The property is in the process of being sold right now.
Oh, you have an offer on it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for your time, man.
Everything's been done. Certificate of occupancy, the title's clear. Everything's
processed.
So, did you see the property on Zillow?
Yeah, it's popping up on for sale by owner. Which is what I'm calling.
Does it say pending or no? It should say pending on there.
No, but I have a special program that extracts that for me, so it doesn't tell me. I'm just pretty much calling.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you came to the right place. Because my name is Ken Benedetto.
Okay.
And what I did was I get properties under contract.
Okay.
And I assigned them to end buyers who are cash buyers.
You're a wholesaler.
I have two other properties available right now. I have one in Orange.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another one in Manville, New Jersey.
What's your name again?
My name is Ken Benedetto.
Ken. I'm a wholesaler. You're a wholesaler as well, I guess.
Yes, I do. Yes, I wholesale properties. That's what I do, yeah.
I would definitely love to link up with you. This is your number here that I just called?
This is my number, yep. I've been doing this since 2004.
Yeah, that's about the same time I started. But you don't mind texting me your number?
Okay.
like texting me so I can link up with you later. I'm in the middle of a call session. I'm just calling leads right now. You know, and then we'll link up. We'll link
okay,
up later.
Sure, no problem.
I appreciate that,
go
man.
Right ahead. Okay.
Thanks.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Okay.
So, so he's another wholesaler. We listed the property on for sale by owner. He puts us on the contract. That's another proof to you that people are actually doing the business. He has two other properties. Reason why I would like to link up with him is that we can partner together. Okay, we definitely can partner together and make some money together. So that's some of the beauty with this type of business. There's no such thing as really a competition. If somebody sees you as a competition, they're just a loser. Okay, sometimes that happens. As a matter of fact, one of the first mentors that I had saw me as one, and you know, that's just what it is. Sometimes that happens, but a real winner will see no competition and choose for collaborations rather than see you as a competition or as a threat. You know, so I'm gonna choose this as I'm gonna mark his number as an agent. I'm just gonna keep going here. Well, we already hung up. Let's see here. No, hang up. On to the next. Here you go. So, all right. So, wait, not doing too bad so far.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to, I'm not sure. I'm looking for the person that has information about the property in Norwood Lane.
Property in Norwood Lane?
Yeah, you listed a property for sale in Union. Okay, is it still available?
No, it's not actually available. It's under contract.
It's under contract? Okay. I appreciate that. Are you an agent by any chance?
No, I'm a wholesaler. I'm not an agent.
Oh, you're a wholesaler.
I look for cheap houses. Yes.
Okay, you're a wholesaler. I'm a wholesaler. We should definitely connect, man. Do you mind sending me your a text message? I'm in the middle of a call session. If you send me a text message with your name so I can reach out later. We can talk about collaborations.
Yes, of course. What kind of areas do you normally do investing in? Do you buy houses?
I pretty much do all of the above, from brokerage to wholesaling to investing to fix and flip. Most of what I do with people like you is collaborations. If you have properties for sale, we just collaborate and do deals.
Right now I have one property in Scataway that
definitely, I'd like to know about that. I'd definitely like to know about that. Send me a text message so I can reach out after this call session.
Yes, of course. I'll send you a text message.
Thank you. Are you Mudessa? That's your name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, cool. I look forward to it, man. Thanks a lot.
All right.
So my luck today has been with wholesalers. All the wholesalers will list the properties for sale. So when you put a property under contract, some people list it as a for sale by owner. And that's why you're seeing that. Personally, I've done that before. I prefer to be honest with you, I prefer to, let's see here, 1 second here. Hang up. I prefer to have a private network, a list that I send it to people that will pick it up right away, without having to list it on the market. But sometimes that's a viable solution, and that's okay too, okay? So now it looks like we'll be talking to a real owner here in Monroe. Let's see how that goes.
Hi, you have reached Rahul. I'm sorry that it's your call. Please leave a brief message. I'll get back to you.
It's a voicemail.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, we'll just drop a voicemail. All right, so not doing too badly. Don't do badly. Let's see here. All right, so back to the slides here. We're going to talk about the slides. Let's see here. All right. So, as I was saying, it's a business model and a strategy, right? that allows a person to make lucrative profit.
Hello?
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 Yeah, can I speak to...
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm looking for the person who listed the property in Eric Court.
That's me.
Hi, how are you? Eugene?
Good. Yes, I am. How are you?
Very good, very good. What's the story with your property?
What's that?
What's the story? You listed this property at $665,000? My name is Ola.
And you are a realtor?
No, I'm not a realtor. You don't want to work with a realtor?
No.
Okay,
not
what?
Yet.
Not yet. Okay, you're trying to see if you can sell yourself, right? Okay, all right, that's understandable. I see that it's listed for $665,000.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Does the house need any work by any chance?
No.
No work needed. Okay. And what do you think the property is worth?
I think it's worth that or more.
Oh, that or more. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. All right. How soon do you need to sell this?
I don't know. I'm really not in any hurry. I'm just downsizing. So
downsizing.
I'm in no hurry.
I can understand that. I'm an investor. I'm an all-cash investor. So I'm looking to pick up a property. We close within 5 to 7 days. And I'm pretty familiar with your area. I'm from Middlesex myself. So I was wondering, for all-cash, but are you flexible on that deal, on 665?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick question. I know you don't want to pay a commission on this property, which is why you're trying to sell by yourself.
Right.
Would you mind giving me exactly what you're looking for as far as how much you wouldn't go below?
I probably wouldn't go below 650.
On a $600,000 home, that's a $15 movement. Oh, really?
Yeah, so I just put it on Zillow now, so I just want to see what's out there, what I can do, and what comes through. So I was out of town for the past week, and I got about, I don't know, probably about 10 phone calls even that I haven't returned yet.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're just trying to test the waters.
Yep.
I can understand
that. Well, it's just, if somebody comes here and they want to buy it, and they're going to come close to the price, you know, I'll sell it now. If they don't, I'm going to probably hang at that price for a little bit.
Okay. I mean, obviously you don't want to hang too much because then it affects the value of the property. Then you start asking you why is it not selling, right?
Right.
Well, as a cash offer, I'll right now we'll close in 5 to 7 days if you're willing to sell it for 500. Is that something you would do?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
I can respect that, absolutely. If you don't mind, keep my number. In case you have friends or anybody, I'm a cash buyer. I'm looking to buy all the time.
Okay.
But you know, I have to be honest with you. I don't buy at retail. That's the whole point of me being an investor and bringing cash to the table. So keep my number, and if anything comes up, let me know. Thank you so much.
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That wasn't bad. Okay. So another reason why you should never, ever tolerate negativity on the phone, okay? Because people who are well-raised will still give you the ears and understand where you're coming from. And you see how she said, fair enough. This is fair, you know? If I'm bringing cash to the table and I'm closing in 5 to 7 days as opposed to closing in 45 days looking for loans all over the place, then it makes sense for me to give an offer of $500,000 on a $700,000 home that needs no work. I did a quick math, essentially.
Hello, you have reached Richback Ventures. No one is able to take your call at this time. Please leave a detailed message at the tone, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
So I did a quick math, essentially. Zillow is saying the property was $693.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 2013068880 is not available. available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
No answer. On to the next one. All right, so, and it was 693, so let's see. Hello, hi. I'm looking to speak to someone in charge of the house in Edison. Oh, yeah, I thought you had it muted. I had it muted, that's why.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Are you the owner of Edison property?
Yeah, it's almost sold.
Oh, it's under contract?
No. Yeah, it's under contract, yes.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. So, under contract, not interested. Next. On to the next. All right. So, looks like this one is, what is this, a condo? Model East Basin Unit. Yeah, it's a condo. It's condos. So even though I'm not a big condo fancy, what I would do in case there's a deal in this kind of situation, I would still talk to them and then find somebody who specializes in that to partner with. Even if I find things I don't understand, okay? But typically for a condo house, the only difference would probably be an home association fee.
Please leave your message for.
The demand may be a little bit different. Demand and supply is a little bit different for condo to a single family home. So we just dropped that voicemail. This one is a property management company trying to sell this. Who knows? Never know. Yes. Can you hear me? Hello? I'm calling about the property on Sunny Maid. Yeah, I needed to find out some more information about it. Is it still available?
Sure.
Okay.
It is still available, yes. Are you a buyer? Are you a realtor? What's your interest in it?
I'm a buyer, but I'm curious now. Why don't you want to work with the realtor? I'm curious now.
That's just what we normally do, just save the commission.
Oh, save commission. Okay. So as long as you save commission, it's all good.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, this property, is it a house that needs repair or it's completely fixed?
Okay, so let me ask you this. How did you find out about the property if you're asking me this question?
You listed on for sale by owner. That's how I find it.
But what website? Where are you seeing it?
I'm seeing it everywhere right now. Okay. Are you an investor or something?
I am, yes.
Okay, all right. And that's understandable. You can understand why I'm calling you as well there. I'm an investor, so that's why I'm calling about this property. I'm just looking for leads. That's why I'm calling.
I knew that right away. That's why I was asking you.
Right. I mean, we know each other, man. That's okay, man. So yeah, it's a newly renovated situation. You're looking for full price on it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no.
So it depends on the numbers. I do all of the above. I have experience in all of the above, including brokerage as well, too. So, but primarily, okay. I lead with my wholesaling part of me. That's what I am. Quick question before I hang up here. I would definitely like to connect with you, actually, beyond this call session. It's estimated saying 468. I know that's not a real number. It's algorithms, right? But how would you justify listing it for 550?
By comparables. Okay. You know, that house, the 5-bedroom, 3-4 baths in that town, the 550 is reflecting the location. The location is not the best. If we were to pick that house up and put it in a different neighborhood, that house would be worth 650 to 700,000 easy.
All right. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Cool. What's your name, sir?
My name is Frank.
Frank. Okay, Frank. I have your number here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to scribble it on the side here. I got to reach out to you later or something. And if you don't mind, you know, if you can, I know you're always looking for properties you can flip too, right?
Always. Okay. That's why I asked you if you were a wholesaler.
Yeah. I mean,
make sure you put me up, send me some properties, you might have.
Exactly, yeah. Because I make a 90-minute call session like this every day. So I find deals. Anything comes up, I'll let you know.
Okay.
And Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you can, this is my Google Voice number. It's the number I use for ads on homes and everything like that. Take down my real phone number.
Okay, what is it?
It's 908.
Uh-huh.
872.
872. 8118. 8118. All right, good, yeah. Good. All right.
Take down the email, too. That way you can send me something if you get a
What is it?
All right. It's Frank.
Mm-hmm.
At flipping.
L-I-P-P-I-N-G. Uh-huh.
NJ. NJ.com.
Got it. Perfect, man. I'll reach out soon, okay?
Right.
Thank you, man.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.
You got it. Bye.
All right, so there you go. Networking all day long. And I'm going to mark him as an agent here. And we're going to keep moving. Hang up. Onto the next call. Yep. All right, so you're always networking. You're going to find people who are wholesalers, investors, flippers. This is another way to build your list of buyers. Yeah, hi, Anthony. How you doing, Anthony? I think we may have spoken yesterday. I'm not sure. You have a property in Bristol Drive?
Yes.
No, I don't think we spoke. Can you tell me the story about this property? I'm interested in it.
You are the agent or are you an individual buyer?
Buyer.
Oh, buyer, okay. Yeah, basically that I have done four renovations. It's already... it's in North Brunswick.
Okay. It's newly renovated?
That's the location you're, yeah.
Okay.
You know the places by Blockwell and Costco, and there's going to be a new train station right there.
Okay.
And it's town home.
Okay. Are you an investor or you lived in there?
No, I don't live there. Originally, I was thinking. There.
Oh, you used to live there.
Get all the work done, and I realized that the more currently I live in Pennsboro, I have too much job. It's hard for me to fit in.
You used to live there, you said?
No, I never used to be there. I never lived there. I live in Pennsboro.
Oh, okay. So that's what I'm asking. Are you?
I don't need school anymore. My son lives in college and kind of done.
Got you. All right. My evaluation is showing that this property is worth about $210,000. Can you justify your price?
Oh, if you know that there's a place I can get it for 10, let me know.
Say that again?
Why you get it for 10? I did a check with the sale.
The original sale of the property?
I'm asking, have you checked the written sale in the area.
Yeah, that's how I came up with 210.
Yeah,
I mean that if you want me to send you an email with that information, I'll do that, you know, but I'm just asking you right now.
No need to bother, yeah. Okay.
Have a good one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm struggling with even understanding him on the phone. So, and I could tell already that he's not motivated. So you keep it moving, okay? You got to keep moving, guys. No time for negativity of any sort. Even either it's coming from them deliberately or not, okay? So on to the next. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about a property at Pinelli Drive.
Yeah, that's the owner.
Yes, hi. You listed this property at 260. You want for it?
Sorry, what was the question?
You just dropped the price from 260 to 255 on this property, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
My estimated value here is still showing 240. Okay, can you justify 255?
Look at the comps. May I know your name, sir?
My name is Ola.
Okay, are you buyer or real estate agent? Who are you? Are you investor?
I'm the guy that's going to take this property away from your hands, if that's what you want. But I'm not a realtor, if that's what you want to know.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, when you look at the current comps,
uh-huh.
So that's the latest comps are between 262 to 255.
Okay.
So that's the price. So we can negotiate if you have interest.
What's the list you will accept?
You want to see it.
What's the list you will accept for this property?
Me? Yeah, 252.
252 is the list you will accept for this property?
Yep.
Oh, no. I'm a cash buyer. I need a better deal. You want me to give you an offer right now?
Yeah, send me the details. What's your offer? What's your cash offer?
Okay.
I need to rent it back for me.
Right on. You need to rent it back for me? Are you serious about that?
Yeah. Till July 1st, I can rent it.
Thank okay.
You.
All right. My offer on that property, let me ask you, does it need any repair or is completely renovated?
No, it's renovated and trying to sell it, right?
Oh, okay.
So you have seen the picture on Zillow and you must have seen the things, right?
No, I mean, I see some nice pictures, right? But you know, so a house is more than just nice pictures. That's why I always ask that question.
You're more welcome to visit. I don't know how your process of buying works. You just sit remote and buy here,
mm-hmm.
or you will buy as is, or you will engage someone. So I don't know what is your buying process.
I buy assets all cash. My offer is 160 on your property.
Your offer is what?
160.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, all right, no problem. Thanks for your time. Keep my number.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, bye.
All right, so there you go. Not interested. He's listed at 255, 260. He dropped the price to 255. Comps in the area by just way of simple estimation. Okay, people say Zillow estimation is not good. I agree, but when I'm negotiating, that's where I start from. Okay, and you know, when I calculated 65% of that, it came out to about 160, and that's the offer I gave him. I don't want to waste his time. It's a renovated house. That's the whole point of that. Essentially, it's just pre-qualification to until I find the right house. Okay, let's go on the next one here. Looking to speak to Sinesh. Looks like it's the townhouse, as usual. A lot of townhouses, Middlesex County, New Jersey. Starting back tomorrow, definitely, we're going back to calling our pre-foreclosures.
Please leave your message for 847-832-9999.
Drop a voicemail. All right. Let's see here. All right. So lucrative profit could be anywhere from $5,000 to, like I said, $82,000 is my highest. I think I made $5,000 one time. Average is around... average is around $30,000-$40,000, sometimes $21,000-$22,000, things like that. It's pretty much the average here in New Jersey, at least. Okay, if you're in a place where the value of the property is at $170,000,
you reached your home. Let me know you there. Please leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That voicemail. So if you're in a place where, you know, properties are $70,000-$80,000, it'll be a little bit different, okay? So it's all percentages. You're looking at the estimate of the average you should be looking at is...
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Hi. I'm calling about a property in Hillcrest Boulevard.
For sale?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm seeing something about $1 million, but I think I'm clear on that. You said new homes, right? Or $1 million in that area?
I'm not quite sure. What are you looking at, Dad?
I'm looking at the property you listed, Hillcrest Boulevard, Warren. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I see that. 524. Oh, did you drop the price?
Yeah. No.
Okay, you didn't drop the price. Quick question. Are you an investor or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a homeowner.
Oh, you're the homeowner. Okay. I'm interested in this property. I'm a cash buyer, and I was wondering how flexible you are on the price. Not at all. So you're saying if you find a buyer for $500,000, you're not gonna do it?
Right. No.
Okay. I can respect that, man. I'm a cash buyer, meaning I make all cash offers, meaning it will be definitely less than that. So keep my number. Thank you for your time.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck. So good luck to him. You know, depending, I mimic people's tones and their voice as well. If I smell that they're not motivated, I'm just going to throw my offer at them and keep it moving, okay? There's too many leads to sit down with one situation and be pounding it, right? So I'm looking at this property right here in Bridgewater. It's a house that should be sold for $200,000 in my opinion. But they're listening for $328,000. Who knows? Never know. Let me see if I can talk to someone. Let's see. Lawton Road. And they actually listed it above what the area is worth. And let me look at the pictures here. Oh, it has a pending offer as a matter of fact. Oh. All right, so the call ended. My call session ended. Oh, yeah, that was the end of the leads. We finished all the for sale by owners. Okay, so let's take it. This was 26 minutes in. Can you imagine that? So I lost 10 points because it gives me 10 points for every 30 minutes I spend. Sucks. All right, so... So far today, we've made 15 calls to 15 leads and contacts, about 6 contacts. So the contact percentage is definitely higher for sale by owners, but they're not necessarily much more motivated, okay? It's just a numbers game at the end of the day. Exposure is everything. That's what I believe in. That's what has worked for me in the last 12 years. So... Well, with that being said, we are not going to jump on pre-foreclosures because we have another 1 hour and 4 minutes. Okay, we have another 64 minutes that we can spend on cold calling. Okay, so this is but now with calling pre-foreclosures, I'll be able to talk to you a lot more. It's a lot more in between. Okay, so with that being said, let's start dialing. Down. Just give me 1 second, okay? Let me see if I can pull up that number real quick, okay?
Okay.
847-830-2999. see here. It looks like you, Sunesh. You have a property leased in North Brunswick? Okay, can you tell me the story about the property?
Yeah, are you a buyer or like are you an agent or what is it?
I am everything, whatever you need me to be.
Okay, if you are a buyer, I wanted to explain because I'm like not entertaining any buyer's agent too.
Okay, you don't want to work with an agent, right?
Yes.
Okay, because you don't want to pay commissions, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I can understand that, man. That's okay. But I want to know about this property.
Okay, what you wanted to know exactly about this? Like, you saw the details online, right? That is the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with this price because there were houses which were not yet units and which did not have private backyard and all those things,
mm-hmm.
which was sold for 268.
Right.
I listed my property at 285.
I see that. Quick question. My estimate is showing $240,000 based on the comps in the area. Can you justify $289,000?
What is that? $240,000 it is showing?
Mm-hmm. $240,000 comps in the area.
Okay. I'll tell you what I bought in 2015. $252,000 I bought in 2015. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I made an upgrade of $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
I can challenge you that, okay, there is no patio in my whole community, which was built like with maintenance-free wood. There are no things. So that's the reason I'm saying. So
okay.
If you wish, that's fine. If not, that's okay. Like, the kitchen was upgraded fully, okay?
Right, I see that.
Upgraded. Painting was done, lighting was done. Everything is done. That's why I'm asking this price. If you say 240,
mm-hmm.
then I bought the house for 252.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's up to you. That's right. There is market like 220, 200 too, but not a house like this.
Okay. I can respect.
I'm telling, right, you are telling 240.
Mm-hmm.
But how come the houses were sold for 268, 267, and up 267, which were not end units, which did not have lake, which did not have that year?
Like right.
From where did you get this price of 240?
66 Goodwin Drive. Sold for 240.
I will tell you what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Probably then you can look at those addresses and you can just see. One thing is 22 Albury Way,
uh-huh.
same 2-bedroom, 3-bath at 1248 square feet, absolutely safe,
uh-huh.
except that it's not an end unit or anything. So you can see that price. This was sold on October 26, 2017.
Okay.
Okay? And one more property is 214 Darwin Lane, North Brunswick, 2-bedroom, 3-bath,
mm-hmm.
267,500. This was sold in February 9th. Okay? And there is one more property, 108 Albury Way, 2-bath, 267. So this was sold in December 4th, 2017. So these are the properties I am referring to. I'm telling you, right, whoever was sold for 240, I got the same house for 252 without kitchen upgrade, no patio, nothing. And when I did all these upgrades, I'm not putting 312, I'm putting 289.
So what I'm hearing is that you're not flexible on that price.
What is that?
So what I'm hearing, if I'm correct, is that you're not flexible on that price.
Not at all.
I can respect that, man. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. All right. So that was one. He called in while I was trying to go to the next list here. He's not interested. It's okay. You got to keep moving. You got to keep on going to the next. So let's go on to pre-foreclosures and let's go call some pre-foreclosures. Rather call that than... In pre-foreclosures, there are some that says auction, and there are some that are pre-foreclosure, just so you know. Let me see something here. Status date. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go, let me see, I'm going to sort it by lead progress date. And lead date is 3/27. Auction date is 4/18. Let's see. I'm trying to see the options to sort this. Okay, this one is pre-foreclosure date is 8/2015. Wow. Let's see. Status date up now. Auction date is 5/9. Okay, so we're going to start from top to bottom. Essentially, it's I'm going from, just in this moment, and go from motivation top to bottom. Okay, all right. So I'm gonna dial right now, and all right. So it's showing. I'm only calling numbers that we don't have a disposition for, meaning we've never called them before. And right now we're showing 2,453 leads. And it's going to call 5,560 numbers, okay? So one of the things that attracts me to pre-foreclosure is because there's just a lot of leads, okay? It's a lot of leads. A lot low quality numbers, okay? But that's okay, but it creates a pace that doesn't get so tiring when I'm calling, okay? And all I'm doing is just waiting there until somebody actually come on the phone and we leave a ton of voicemails, okay? So with that being said, we're gonna dial in and then I'm gonna take that time. We have another, like I said, 64 minutes or so. So feel free to hang out with us. There's a lot of stuff here, start. Phone is gonna ring.
Storm. Press 1/2.
All right.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
And Ola.
Subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
On to the next. All right, so let me mute the line. All right, so as I was saying, lucrative profit is anywhere from, my highest is $82,000. But here it says by simply finding motivated sellers and discounted properties for real estate investors. In any business, I always tell people, you want to narrow down your process, your funnels, right? You want to narrow it down to the most important thing. I would suggest that you pick up a book called The One Thing by Gary Keller, and it explains this into more details when it comes to resource management. A lot of times people say, hey, this is too difficult. This business is too difficult. It's just so hard. That's because people have complicated these things in their mind. They've wrapped it around their mind that it's difficult. They already believe it's difficult, right? And then they wonder why it turns out to be just difficult, right? And, I'm going to bring this down to one thing, okay? As a real estate wholesaler, okay? Your job is to find motivated sellers, okay? So realtors find sellers, period, okay? Realtors find sellers. And when people say, hey, I don't want to pay commissions, their job is to sell them on paying commissions. Like in the brokerage that my father is a part of, they have a flat fee program, right, to beat that, to essentially beat that objection. But for as a wholesaler, right, you're looking for motivated sellers. No answer. Resume. All right, you're looking for motivated sellers. Like, listen, not discounted properties per se, okay? You have to find a motivated seller in order to find a discounted property, okay? And sometimes you find a discounted property, they already discounted by themselves based on maybe the house needs work or they need to get rid of it. Maybe sometimes you get lucky like that, but the best way to get lucky is to be... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hi. I'm calling about a property in Thompson Avenue, Roselle. It's in Roselle. I'm actually looking to speak to Gladys. Gladys?
I don't know who that person is. What is the property that you're looking for?
It's 712 Thompson Avenue. In
Roselle. 712 Thompson Avenue.
Yes. Are you a realtor?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why your number came up here. Is that a property you leased in the past or something?
Yeah. It's over contract.
It's under contract right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Bye-bye.
So, number one, that's an agent number. That's an agent number. But also, I need to mark this as under contract. Okay, so the property has an auction date for April 18th. And apparently, it's under contract already. So, we're going to keep it moving. Let's see here. I want to say previously sold. And we're going to go on to the next lead. This particular lead right here has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 numbers with 2 DNC, do not call list 10 numbers, but 6 numbers that I can call right now. So. Well, somebody's trying to call that. Send them to voicemail. All right. So discounted motivated sellers is really what you're looking for. If you don't find a motivated seller, if you.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 908-342-5919.
Is 50 in Spanish? I think so. No, it is 6, right? Is that so? I guess. yeah, let's keep moving here. Let's keep going. All right. So, discounted properties, of course, that's the end goal. You need to, but a lot of time. Okay, just wanted to make sure that you could hear me. I hope you've been hearing me, by the way. Discounted properties is it's the end goal of finding a motivated seller. Okay? In most cases, you're going to find a seller, and you're going to find out what their motivation is, and you're going to sell them on selling you the property at 65%, okay? Minus repair cost. All right.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Carmen, please?
Wrong number.
Thank you. The wrong number, trash. Easy. All right. Wrong number. All right. So let's go on to the next slide here so I can dive in a little bit more. All right. So as you can see here, using real estate wholesaling, anyone can engage in real estate investing without needing his or our own cash or credit. That's for real, okay? When I started in this business, I started with no money down, no credit.
It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
had no credit whatsoever, right? And guess what? After 40 something views, I still have never used my personal credit on my tag. Okay. Why? Because I got very, very good in marketing and in finding deals. And then I used other people's money. The ultimate goal of ultimate goals in investing in life is to use other people's money. Okay. Because it creates leverage, and leverage creates a higher cash on cash returns. So have I used my own cash to market? Yes. Have I used my own cash to pay for my tools, like for example, these dollars? Yes, of course. Okay. But that's the way it works. Okay? That's the way it works. See here. So yes, without your own cash, without your own credit. Are you going to find your own personal credit useful in this business at some point? Yes. Okay. Because you're building a business is different from buying a home. Okay.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 90823015532 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So you're building a business, right? And building a business is different. When you are a wholesaler, essentially what you're trying to do is build a business, okay? You're a marketer primarily, okay? You're not even really an investor, okay? You are serving investors, okay? Investors are the people that pull up the cash to actually purchase the property. You don't have to do that being a real estate wholesaler. You make money like an investor, yes, but that's not primarily what you do. Primarily, your job is marketing.
Please leave your message for 90834072 90.
Drop that voicemail. All right, so you notice that I'm not doing a lot of talking because these numbers, some of them are real, some of them are at work, some of them are not expecting this call. These are just pre-foreclosure, people that are 3 months or more behind on their payment. Specifically, the ones I'm calling right now says auction. That's the status. Yes. Hi, I'm looking to speak to the owner of Ryan Street in Hillside.
Oh?
The owner of Ryan Street. It's a property on Ryan Street, Hillside.
Ryan.
What?
You're calling the doctor.
Oh, I must have called the wrong number. Thank you. So that's the wrong number. Crash that number. Yes. And now keep going. So also in pre-foreclosure, you find a lot of wrong numbers. Okay. The key is to keep dialing until you find the right number, the right persons. Okay. That's the key. Okay. And also the key is to leave a ton of voicemails. This voicemail says something simple. Hey, I'm interested in buying a property. Give me a call. So it's just marketing, okay? Some of them will hit the right number. Some of them will hit random people, and that can bring leads back to you.
Similar businesses. To connect to Time Warner Cable Sales, press 1. For CenturyLink, press 2.
That's definitely a wrong number. Telling me Time Warner Cable. No. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. So yes, it's absolutely possible without cash. And how's that work? So here during this live session, I'm going to call live as a gateway to real estate wholesaling for massive profit. Yes. So like I said, primarily your job is marketing and prospecting as a wholesaler. Okay. That's your job. That's really what you're in the business for. And finding deals is, you're not going to have somebody you call somebody and they're just ready to go. And they just sort of give you their house at a 65% discount. That can happen. It's possible, okay? If you're in the game long enough, you're going to get lucky like that one day. And I've gotten lucky like that. So in fact, let me tell you a quick story. I was fixing a property. It was a fix and flip, okay? Rehab in Irvington, New Jersey. And as we were in front of the house, just having a conversation, I think it was me and my father and the contractor were using. This gentleman pulled up and he was showing his house.
DLS, this is Peter.
Hi, I'm looking to speak to Kirsten.
this is Peter. Can I help you? Just for what's this reference
to? It's in reference to the property on 2nd Avenue in Garwood. Yes, I was. It's not. You guys are not trying to sell it.
It's not available.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not interested. They tell you straight up not available for sale. Just keep moving. Okay. All right. All right. So let's see here. Somebody just picked up. Hi. Hello. Hello. Hi. Hello. All right, so I guess that was a voicemail. I didn't even know. But when I heard the beep, I knew, right? All right, so let's go back here. The gateway to real estate wholesaling for massive profits, okay? The gateway is not just prospecting like this, it's also marketing, which is something I cover extensively in the book, myempirepro.com, okay? My favorite is marketing. I do prospecting because it's a part of my business that I've chosen that I have to do, even though I don't necessarily enjoy it, okay? You're going to hear a lot of guru talks and cliche talks, do only what you enjoy out there. That's extreme ideology, okay? Sometimes you have to do what you don't enjoy doing. Because you want something out of it, okay? Because you know it works. Sometimes you have to do that, okay? And sometimes we buy into the BS that you shouldn't have to do anything you don't enjoy. That's not real life anyway, okay? A lot of us are not exactly where we want to be, but we still live life. We wake up every day and live life, right? So fundamentally speaking, it doesn't make sense to say, hey, if I don't enjoy it, I'm not going to do it, even though you know that the end result of it is your desired result. Does that make sense? If it makes sense, please give me a thumbs up. Okay? Always give me a thumbs up if it's making
sense. Please leave your message for 908-764-8561.
All right. So.
Please leave your message for 862-276-0857.
All right. So, is that making sense? So the gateway to any of this, or frankly, any business for that matter. Okay, that's a fax number, wrong number, obviously. The gateway is marketing. No customers, no clients, no money. Are we making sense? Somebody calling back, sending to voicemail. All right. No money. Okay. Very simply. No marketing, no leads, no traffic, no people, no customers, no clients, no money. Primarily in real estate wholesaling, the only thing you really should be worried about before you worry about contracts, before you worry about the legalities, before you worry about how to do double closings, before you worry about how to do assigned closings, before you worry about how to do lease options, right? The best thing to focus on, okay, it simply be the one thing to focus on is going to be on generating leads, okay? Marketing, prospecting, talking to leads, reaching out to homeowners in pre-foreclosure, in divorce, tax defaults, right? These are the best people to, these are the best things to, for you to, this is the only thing you should focus on if you haven't closed your first deal. Once you find somebody who's willing to sell your property, okay, they're flexible enough, they want to get rid of the house. That's the, that's why I like people doing
automated voice message system, 908-414-5131 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So that's why I like pre-foreclosures, because I can simply ask them a very simple question that, hey, if I pay, how much you're owing on the property, is that a good enough offer? Are you willing to walk away? I can ask that question, and they won't look at me crazy like I'm giving a lowball offer. Okay, that's what I like about pre-foreclosure. I think all leads are fantastic. All lead types are fantastic. Okay, because somebody has closed a deal from one of these leads or the other, right? But pre-foreclosures, you're calling a lot more numbers, and if somebody picks up, you're saying, "Hey, you have this property and it's in pre-foreclosure. Are you considering selling it? Listen, I'd like to buy the house, right?" Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. I'm calling about property on Second Street in Elizabeth.
Parking.
Property on Second Street, Elizabeth. Are you Sanchez?
No, I'm sorry.
Wrong number. Thank you.
I live on First Avenue. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So that's a wrong number. All right. So, as we continue into the call, all right. So,
hello.
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 Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Can I speak to Nora?
Yeah,
Nora Sanchez.
No.
Wrong number.
No.
Is it the wrong number?
No, my name is Anna.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay,
that's the wrong number. He said no. When you call Elizabeth, that's what happens. A lot of Spanish speaking people, okay? That's okay. I've closed such deals before. I have a friend, Joe, that I bring to the table who helps me when I find a motivated seller who speaks Spanish. Not a big deal. But, of course, I have to now get through the language barrier to see if they're motivated or not. The best ones are the ones that call in. Okay, the ones that call in as a response to direct mailing or direct marketing, direct response marketing. They typically call in and they say, hey, you know. So, you know, direct mailing may not, it's still, you know, it's one of the best marketing sources for this, okay. But when you're doing it, just make sure that you're not giving yourself an ultimatum. Make sure you're doing it indefinitely, okay, until you close your first deal, before you count how long you've been emailing those letters. Okay? That's how it works. All right. Let's see. All right, so let's go on to the next slide here. Real estate wholesaling basically starts with putting houses under contract at 65% of its after repair value, okay? So I think I explained this earlier, but I'm going to do it again. It doesn't get old, okay? Because you learning how to identify good deals is your job, okay? And that's what I mean by finding motivated sellers. A motivated seller, by definition, is somebody who is willing to sell their property at 65% of the after repair value. Okay, that's the ultimate motivated seller. Okay, but before they get there, sometimes they have to go through a process. Sometimes, a lot of times, it's how you talk. Okay, how you talk. If somebody's calling you or you make a call out to them because they're backed up with payments, number one, you have the posture. Okay, because you know, the first of all, they're especially if they already admitted that they are looking to sell this property, right? It's just a better position to be in, right? When they call you. Now, that doesn't mean you can't cold call. I'm just saying, I get to cold call a lot more people than I get to send letters. If I was sending letters, I think letters right now is 47 cents or 49 cents each. If I was doing it myself, I spend some time on the envelopes. But in addition to that, I guess with $200 a month, I get to send about 400 millions, okay? So about 400 millions I get to send. So it's a little bit more layback. You're waiting. You can set yourself up, and you just make sure you send your letters every week. You can pick up deals, okay, when they call you like that. Sorry about that. All right, that's what that is. So let's continue here. All right, so in 23 minutes so far, 28 calls have been made, 13 leads have been called, 2 contacts, none of them did I speak to at all. 10 pieces of voicemail have been left. We left 10 voicemails, and we have 42 points on the scores. Okay. All right, so 65% of its after repair value minus estimated cost of repair. So if a property, I'm going to give another example.
Please leave your message for 9084946052.
So here's an example. A property is worth $200,000. Okay? It's worth $200,000 and it needs work $25,000. Okay? My offer on that property is going to be 105. How? Because I can only pay. Hello? Hello? Okay. Put that voice here. I can only pay 130 minus the repair cost. 130 is 65% of $200,000. Okay. So that's 65% minus $25,000 of repair cost. So 130 minus 25 is 105. That would be my maximum. We call it the maximum allowable offer. Okay. So 105. Okay, is my offer for the property. Okay. So if I was dealing with them, I would offer them, I don't know, maybe $5,000 and see if they say, hey, no, you can come up to $105,000. Depends on circumstances, but that's the deal you're looking to identify. That's the motivated seller you're looking to identify. So now when I put it under contract, I now have the right of an equitable interest in the property, okay? And I can sell that right. That piece of paper, that contract, I can sell it by... With a simple clause, I can sell that contract. I can reassign it to an end buyer for a fee. Why would somebody want to buy that? Because it's a good deal and a bunch of equity I just created. I just created over 30% of equity into that property. And a fixer, a rehabber, wants a piece of that. They want to make money from that. Okay? So I essentially would turn around and remember
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Hi, I'm looking to speak to the owner of Islander Drive. I'm redialing, they hung up, too impatient.
Please leave your message for...
Okay. What's my... I'm going to drop a voicemail and keep it moving. All right, so I have the right to equitable interest in the property, okay? And let's see here. All right, equitable rights to the property, I have rights. So I'm going to sell it for somewhere. I'm going to mark it up and... I don't want to call it market up, but my fee is going to be around 10% of the after repair value of the property. It's going to be around that. Okay. So let's
please leave your message for
So let's use the number. Let's use what is 75% of $200,000. That's 150, right? So minus $25,000 repair cost. That's 125. Okay, so I can sell the property, okay, at the fee, I can sell the property for $125,000. So that means my fee is going to be $125 minus $5,000, my fee is $20,000. So it comes out to around $10% of the after repair value. And of course, depending on what number that is, that's going to vary, okay? So that's basically wholesaling. Your job as a wholesaler is to find this property and identify good deals, identify motivated sellers, and extract the good deals, negotiate the good deals. So the skills that you really need is marketing skills and prospecting skills and negotiating skills, okay? So if you find somebody on the line, negotiating skills is nothing more than just a very polished and good ability to listen to a prospect, okay? You have to let them do the talking, okay? If you notice what I've done so far today, I basically allow them to do as much talking as they want to do, okay? And that's really what all you have to do, you know? Let them do as much talking as they want to do.
Please leave your message for 0
until you smell that they're not motivated, of course. So there's a little bit of a heart, and there's also science to this, okay? Ultimately, we're looking for 65%. Hi, I'm looking to speak to the person in charge of Fremont Place in Elizabeth.
Yes, it's me.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling about the property, and I was wondering if you're considering selling it. You're not selling. What are you going to do about the auction date that's coming up?
I don't want it. What property are you talking about?
It's on Fremont Place in Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay. Are you aware that it's in pre-foreclosure?
I don't live there.
Oh, you don't own it and you don't live there?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem. Did you used to live there by any chance? Yeah, 1364.
Exactly. Okay.
Do you have the landlord's number by any chance? I'm interested in buying the property.
No, I don't have it.
You don't have it. Thank you.
Sure.
So that's the wrong number. So this thing, the script trace picks up tenants' numbers sometimes. And if you detect anything like that, all you have to do is, before you hang up, ask them if they know the number to the landlord. Okay, feel free to do that. Okay, all right, we've just got 10 points because we're 30 minutes into our 64-minute session here. All right, so let's go back to what we're talking about here. So, yeah, that's how you make your money, you know, $200,000 home, expect to make about 20, plus or minus. $300,000 home, expect to make about $30,000 plus or minus, okay? On the $300,000 home, I'm looking to pay $210,000 minus the repair cost, okay? And as far as selling it to the owner, I'm looking to pay, let's see, about $235,000, okay? To sell it for about $235,000 minus repair cost, okay? Those are the numbers you're looking at right there. Now, let's see here. Let's go to the next slide here. The spread between the 65% and 75% of the after repair value becomes your fee as a marketer for securing this type of deals for real estate investors. Real estate investors, essentially, they pick up properties at 75% of the after repair value, okay? So, for example, a $300,000 home deal.
All this is forwarded to an automated voice message.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
So, for example, a $300,000 home, right, you would pay $235 as a flipper, okay, as a rehabber. You will pay $235 for it, right? And then, you know, minus repair cost. Let's say it's $225, it's $25,000 repair. So you're paying $210 for it, okay? You put in the work, okay? Closing costs will be around, for you, closing costs will be around $12,000 to $15,000, okay? So you spent $210 plus $15,000. That would be about $225. And the repair cost is $25,000, $250, right?
94449.
All right, so you pay $210, closing cost about $15,000, maybe a little bit less, right? I pretty much just made about 5% from that.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to the owner of Morris Place, Hillside. Hello? Hello? All right. So, didn't even hang up. Okay, so I'm going to redial just in case. You could have dropped the phone on the side somewhere. All right, we're looking to speak to Albi. Okay. Doesn't sound like it's weird.
All right. But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Okay.
Goodbye.
No answer. We're going to keep going. On to the next line. This particular deal lead has three numbers to it. We're calling the third number now. Okay. All right. So let me repeat that. You pay $210 for the property. Remember, the property is worth $300,000 afterwards if you spend $25,000 on it. You pay $210, you spend $15,000 in closing costs, maybe a little bit less, and then you spend $25,000 on repair. You're up to $250 in cost. You put it back on the market, you sell it for $300. You just made $50,000, okay? As a rehabber, okay? Now, you paid $210 for the property, okay? Now, as a wholesaler, how much would you have paid for the property, right? You would have paid... Let's do the math real quick. 65, 65, 65, 15.
It's another
boom that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And I'll be back in touch with you.
Of course, man.
Okay, thank you. All right, so you paid 65 to 65, 130, another 65, you're paying 215 minus the $25,000. You paid $190 as a wholesaler, okay? The rehabber paid $210. Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm looking to speak to Gracie.
Hello?
Miss Hellison, somebody, Miss Hellison, the owner of Clark Street in Hillside.
Yeah, what about?
I'm interested in that property. Are you considering selling it?
No, I'm already kind of buyer. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm trying to figure out how y'all got my phone. How y'all get my personal phone number? My phone. This is my cell phone.
It's your cell phone number?
I'm trying to figure out how y'all get my cell phone number.
Miss Ellison, once you have a property, it's public record, and your numbers can be attached to it anytime.
You should have had my home phone number, not my cell phone number. My cell phone number is my personal phone.
I apologize, okay?
I only get my cell phone number out to people that I know. I don't get my cell phone number to everybody. So then you say my cell phone number become personal too?
I don't know how. Have a good day, Miss Ellison. All right, so she's not interested. I don't need the conversation. All right, there's no need to have. Just tell them have a good day and keep it moving, okay? All right, so she already found a buyer, she said. So you never know. Again, that could have been somebody else with a different demeanor, but that was a real number, so. You know, some wrong numbers, some good numbers, okay? So, all right, so here we go. By the way, remember, the system does not call numbers that are listed on do not call, okay? The system just doesn't do that, okay? All right, so let's keep going here. So you paid as a wholesaler.
Please leave your message for any.
So as a wholesaler, the property is, you have to pick it up at this number, okay? That's going to be 65% of $300,000. That puts you at 210, okay? Minus the $25,000 closing costs. So that would be 185, okay? You have to put it under contract at 185. And then you can turn around and sell that 185 at 75%, minus $25,000. So 75% of $300,000.
Please leave your message for 908-477-4559.
$75 of $300,000. That's 225, okay? Minus 25. $200,000, okay? 65% of $300,000 is 195. See, I'm doing the math all wrong. Minus 25. So you pick it up for 170 and you sell it for, what was it again? I forgot. 300.
Please leave your message for 908-477-4561.
Okay, so you pick it up for 170. You pick it up for 170, right? And you sell it for 200, okay? Because 75% is 225 minus 25,000. So typically, the number you're looking, just you see that the number is consistent. It's 10% of the after repair value is your fees, okay? For a $300,000 home, you can make $30,000. It can be more, it can be less. But that's the ballpark number you're looking to make, okay? Why did I make $82,000? I was able to pick up a very, very nice deal because you're not locked in on 10% because you're not a realtor, okay? You're not locked in on 10%. You can make a lot more than that, okay?
Por favor, deje su mensaje para...
Another voice note. Okay. Call back. There's somebody calling back about this book. All right. And
you have reached 908-289-5425.
Right, I feel like I've spoken to this guy, but he's calling back. You never know. I'm gonna call him back once we're done. I feel like I've spoken from a for sale by owner. Let me see. I think I've spoken to him. Let me. By the way, we're dialing as we're going. So, we're dialing as we're going. Up in only 235. Yeah, I spoke to this guy. That was the guy who said who dropped the price from 260 to 255. And I offered him, let me see, what I offered him was probably, no, let's see, 242 is estimate. 242. I offered him 150 and he said no. But he's calling back. You never know. You just never know. All right. So right now, we're 42 minutes in on the second session. We have, remember we have 64 minutes more to go. So we're 42 minutes in on that right now, which means we are like 22 minutes to go. We've called 23 leads. That's 53 calls. Okay, there's multiple numbers per person. And we've made three contacts. 23 voicemails. The score is 94. Okay. We're pounding on. Pounding on. Just doing this. Hello? Hello? Yes, I'm calling about the property in Elizabeth. Are you the owner?
Yes, but we're not selling it.
You're not willing to sell. My name is Olama.
Yes, Olama.
Okay. Say that again.
We're not selling it. It's not. We're not the one selling it.
Oh, okay. Do you have somebody else selling it?
Yeah, somebody else is selling it, not us.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, I was trying to use the familiarity there. Not interested, because it's a. The evil Nigerian person. I'm trying to use the familiarity of me being a Nigerian. But it didn't work. Sometimes you got to pull out the weapons. So you got to keep moving without it. All right. Some people, you end up on the call with that. They smell the familiarity and they say, hey, let me talk to this person. Maybe they can help me, right? And it goes like that sometimes. Let's see here. Let me redial this number. There's a number here that hung up right away. I'm going to try to redial it. All right, so like this house I'm calling right now has an auction date of April 11. You would think that this people should be motivated to want to do something about an auction date that's literally right there. But it doesn't work that way. That's why you don't prejudge any leads. All right, so that's a hung up too. I'm going to say no answer. We're going to keep moving. All right, so you don't prejudge. People could be 3 years away from foreclosure and be motivated. People could be 1 day away from foreclosure and not be motivated. People in general are flaky and just never know. So don't prejudge, just exposure. Just keep pounding the call, keep calling, and just keep calling until you find your first
You have
deal.
Reached the voicemail box of 9-0-8-7-1-8-6-0-4-6.
All right, once you find your first deal and you close the deal that's $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. My first deal was $10,000. My second deal was about $21,000. Okay. Once you find that kind of deal and you close.
Hello?
Yes, hi, I'm looking to speak to Tracy. Tracy? Wrong number. I'm calling about the property in Sheridan Avenue in Roselle. Sheridan Avenue. Do you know anything about it?
No.
All right. Thank you. All right. So that's the wrong number. And I always dig in and see if there's more. Yeah, of course. All right. So, all right, let's go on to the next slide here. See if we can dive into that a little bit more. It's your responsibility to use comparables, comps. Comparables are essentially houses that compares to the subject property in the area within 1 mile radius, sold within the last 3 to 6 months. You need comparables to, that's how you measure the value of a property. So part of your responsibility is to determine the value of a property, okay? The first number I use is the Zestimate. If there's an interest, then I dig in a little bit deeper because Zestimate can be off. Zestimate is the estimate of the value that Zillow.com creates, okay? Create the number, an opinion from their algorithms. It comes up with the number as the value of the property. It is not, it's close a lot of times, but it is not necessarily the value of the property.
Call has been forwarded with automatic voice message system 9087876359 is not available. At the tone,
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So, but as a buyer that I'm pre-qualifying a property and a seller, I start with this estimate, okay? And I even use it as part of my question for them. Hey, listen, you list this property higher than what I think the value is. Can you justify that? And then you notice the other gentleman kept telling me about his house, there are comps in his areas, that's worth 268 and things like that, right? So you're going to get that, you know, and but that's the first number that I use. If there's an interest, then I would probably dig a little deeper and do a more accurate evaluation of the property. And the way we do that is through comparables. The sold properties in the area within the last 3 to 6 months within a 1 mile radius. Not the listed properties, the sold ones, the one that somebody has actually paid money for, okay? That's what we look at to determine the value of the property. The other thing we do is we estimate the cost of repair of the property. So it depends on what area will determine how elaborate or how in-depth that estimate needs to be. Once you have some experience in this game, you can actually create estimate of based on your local area. Find out how much a whole kitchen in your area costs. Find out how much a whole bathroom costs, and then find out how much it is to repair a square footage in your area as far as carpeting is concerned, but also as far as painting. Painting, carpeting, kitchen, brand new bathroom. You can create very quick repair estimates, okay, on a property when you know these numbers. You can also go through HomeDepot.com and see what they have calculators on their websites to help you come up with the local cost of these things in your area. That's a great tip for you, and you can come up with a repair estimate on the fly like that. Typically, my repair estimate is rounded up to around $25,000, $50,000, $70,000, or $100,000, depending on what I'm observing. If somebody says it needs carpeting, it needs painting, and they tell me just like that, I would instantly estimate between $5,000 to $10,000 for the work, okay? If they tell me like, oh, man, it needs some repair, it can use a new roof and maybe some carpet painting, that's $25,000, okay? It needs some kitchen. The kitchen needs to be completely upgraded and new appliances, new bathroom, right? If they tell me something like that, let's see here. If they tell me something like that, that's easily $50,000, okay? If they tell me a little bit more than that, $70,000. If they tell me it's completely gutted work, they've already
you have reached the voicemail box of 97338091. 08.
So if they tell me that people already broke in and stole pipes and things like that, that's $100,000 repair, okay? But of course, again, those numbers are just opinions, and depending on how deep you are into the deal, you may have to do a lot more elaborate and detailed report on the estimate, okay? But as far as a wholesaler is concerned, you need to be able to make very quick estimate on repairs like that. And the numbers you create needs to be conservative, so you can have a lot of room for error. And then you need to create a good deal for your real estate investors.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking for the owner of Maple Avenue on your side.
Yes.
All right. I'm calling because I'm interested in that property. Are you considering selling it?
I am, but my father don't want to move out. So I'm trying to get him to move up here with me so I can sell it. But he doesn't want to move out, so I'm fighting him.
Oh, wow. Where are you?
Can I take your name and stuff and when we're ready? Where I can get
them
out?
Absolutely.
If you're still interested.
Absolutely. I'm very interested in the property. You have, it's showing that you have a...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I'm definitely thinking about it, but I'm having a hard time getting my father to actually
want
to
vacate. Oh, sorry to hear that. Now it's showing an auction date for
April. I don't want to let go yet, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to let him see it's too much house for him. He can move up and work with us.
Okay. I'm showing an auction date for April 4 on the house. Have you extended that?
What date?
For April 4.
No, that's definitely not going to happen. I'm going to work on him. I'm probably
by the summertime, have them ready to move.
Okay.
So if you're still in the market around this, if you want to give me a call back.
Oh, I'm definitely interested. My number,
I'm not going to get them out there quick.
That's okay. You know, as soon as you're ready, just give me a call. My name is Ola.
The phone is very hard to hear you.
Oh,
sorry.
What about now? Can you hear me still?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Ola. Ola is my name. So I want you to save my number and give me a call once you're ready. All right. Do you what's the story with the house? You owe a lot of money on it?
No, it's paid off.
Oh, it's paid off. Okay. But yeah. You're definitely open to selling.
I'm definitely I just gotta convince the actual occupant to get out.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, definitely give me a call.
Which is the parent, which is easier said than done, you know?
I know.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Ola, Ola. Ola. My phone number is 732-309-3834.
Okay.
All right. And, yeah, give me a call.
How did you get this number?
How do I get your number? I mean, once you sell me the house, I'll give you that secret. How about that? Is that a deal?
No, I'm trying to tell you how you got this number.
I
had a ringer on
us.
The light was blinking.
Yeah, I buy. I'm an investor. I buy houses all the time, so we have our ways, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I look forward to your call.
I got that you're interested in it. I'm gonna put the date. What's the date?
3/28. Mm.
Okay.
And your name is Cheryl, right? Okay. You're Cheryl.
Yes. Cheryl.
When you say you're trying to get him to move up, where do you live now? I know. But where do you live? Just wondering, city wise.
I really don't want to disclose that. You just said you can find out, babe.
Just tell me if it's New Jersey or not. That's all I'm asking. Are you in the state?
Oh yeah, I'm still in Jersey.
Okay, all right. That's all I was asking. Yeah.
Okay.
You sound like you're in Canada or something like that. That's what I was.
No, this phone is crappy. I don't use this phone. This is the only phone in the house, and I have the ringer off. We
cell phones. Okay, so it was blinking.
Sorry, I'm like, how'd you get this number? Yeah.
give me a good number where I can follow up with you maybe in like a month.
No, this is a good number.
You sure?
I just have the ring off. I seen you walk past it, the light ring. So okay. I've definitely seen it. And if I had the fax machine on, it would bring to the fax. But we're doing the room, so the fax is disconnected.
Okay, all right. I'll wait for your call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so she says she's interested, but she got to get her father out. I'm going to mark interested, and I'm going to say, I got to get the father out. So that was a good call, right? Again, you just never know when somebody is ready. She wants to sell. We haven't talked about number. There's some kind of pre-foreclosure auction date of April 4th on this house, okay? And you just never know. Got to get the father out. And then we'll call when ready. Ready. So I'll leave a note on there on my database, and then we'll get to it later. All right? So we have about 9 more minutes to go here. Not too bad. See, if I had quit at 20 minutes, I would not catch that interested call. There will be days where I pick only interested to call. That number I just called is a landline, so I don't know if there's a chance that they will ever pick that up again. But who knows? You never know. She may decide to just call me herself later on, right? But I have a good idea of what area they are in. And the Red X is very good, obviously, with the way they skip trace this number. So, because she was wondering why, how did they find this number? Well, I don't know. So every time also when you're talking to people, if you have a little bit of sense of humor, you need to use that, okay? Use your sense of humor and you know, it works, okay? It brings down fences, it gets people to relax, it gets their muscles to relax, they feel a lot more comfortable, you know? So if you can do that, that's a plus, okay? You don't have to force yourself to be a comedian. I'm just saying a little bit of sense of humor is really all you need to be in this game, okay? This is a people's business. So if people are comfortable dealing with you, you will close a lot of deals, okay? My face is not the most friendly. You know, my wife tells me all the time, my face looks too strong. You know, I look like I'm too serious all the time. It's just who I am, but I try my best to be relaxed.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm looking to speak to Jose Diaz.
Who?
Jose Diaz. Jose.
Jose Diaz?
Yes. Hi, you own the property in Galvin Avenue, Roselle?
No, it's just fun. Who's speaking?
You don't, you own it or you don't own it?
I'm his son, I don't own it.
Oh, you're the son. I want to buy the property. Is your father open to selling?
He's not even in the country right now.
You want me to call you back at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
That's good. Fine.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody says call them back at 8 o'clock. Don't argue with it. Just yes. Okay. Because apparently they may have other things going on, whatever. But that property is showing that there's an auction date for today. Okay. Father owns. He is out of country. Who knows? Maybe they've extended it already. But there's an auction date showing for today, March 28, 2018. We don't know, okay? Just don't know what you don't know. Let's just keep it moving. On to the next one. Again, it's a numbers game. It's, you know, you close one deal, 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand. You can even completely, if you want, you can eliminate the idea of cold calling and just do strictly, because, I mean, just 10 grand will pay for your whole year, okay, of direct mail if you wanted to, okay? And, all right, let's see here. Okay, so hopefully this was a very enlightening time for you. I had a good time covering this with you. So cost of repair, I just told you how to estimate that. Why would anyone want to sell you their property at 65% or lower of what it's worth? Okay. I categorize the different reasons into three, as you see here. The property is distressed, needs repair, and they don't want to repair it, right? Because for you to put a property on the regular market to sell at retail, you need to stage it. You need to, the property is an emotional buying, right? It's an emotional transaction. So the property needs to make sense. It needs to look good, right? Yeah, the property needs to make sense and it needs to look good. That's the bottom line. So if the property needs repair, a lot of people just don't want to put in their work. Let's see here. Why? Let's see, the session ended by itself. Yeah, let's see why. Okay, I have a very weird. This is Ola.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
So good.
How may I help you?
No, you called me.
I called you. Let me check. Okay. Let's see. 995. 295. Jose Cruz.
Yes.
Oh, hi. You have a property on West 7th Avenue?
my trumpet is different than the others. As 211 West 7th Street.
Oh, okay. Then it's not you. I'm looking for the owner of West 7th Street, Linfield.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So, wrong number. I mean, somehow this thing ended my call, you know. Very weird. I'm going to try to refresh, and I don't see the data showing here. The data for my call today is not showing. All right, so it's showing that I've made 95 calls today, but it's showing that the duration was 27 minutes. So that's weird. Definitely very weird. Let's see here. Let me just see something real quick. Dial. And all right, we're almost done, guys. We're almost done. It's been a fantastic session today. We worked hard. Yes, we'd like to continue the call. I'm trying to see if I can capture that data of how long we've been on the session. Because somehow that data was not recorded. You know, the system just started restarting by itself randomly. And okay, it's calling the next line right now for Jose Cruz. And then I'm going to call this one last call, then I'm going to hand the call, and then we'll see if we're able to capture the data of the last calls that we made. It looks like it captured the number of calls, but not the number of minutes. So, oh well, technology always struggles so. As long as it's working. As long as the numbers I actually dropped is all good. Okay, no answer. So you're going to get a lot of no answers when you're calling pre-foreclosures. You're going to get a lot of wrong numbers. Hello? Okay, so somebody picked up and hung up. All right, let's see here. One last call, yeah. Yeah, this is probably gonna be a no answer as well. One minute, 39 seconds. Let's go back here. All right, so the property ownership is distressed. A landlord who is tired of fixing stuff, that's one. And then all of the above, but you need a motivation. It could be pre-foreclosure, divorce, inherited property they don't want, probate, tax default. These are different motivations.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So again, these are different motivations that can that can get somebody to become a distressed owner. Okay, so these are the reasons why people may want to sell. Okay, I'm gonna hang up and we're gonna call this a day. We ended the session, and I'm gonna look at the data. So we lost some data here, but it looks like let me switch screens real quick so we can review that together. We lost the number of minutes because the system shut down randomly. Okay. So as you can see, March 28th here, we called 15 for silver owners. We called 42 pre-foreclosures. Not bad. We called 57 leads altogether. 94 calls were made. 14 contacts were made. We left 33 voicemails, and one callback was set. Of course, we spent 90 minutes here, but somehow it's only showing 29 minutes. Okay, no big deal. No biggie deal. Okay. All right. So far we've done, it looks like we've done about 13 hours and a half. Okay. So this number will be off a little bit, but henceforth, I will continue to use this number, just so you know. But that was the data. Okay. So with that being said, let me switch over real quick and let's round this session up. I had a lot of fun. Hopefully you were able to pick up a lot of nuggets. Essentially, we do this every day of the week, 5 days a week. Okay. I do it at 4:30 if you want to join me live. Okay. So if you ever want to join me live, it's 4:30 that I come here. Maybe sometimes 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. That schedule can change. If it changes, I'll let you know. Depending on what city, what state I'm in on different projects. Okay. Right now I'm home in Jersey, so that's why I'm able to do 4:30, okay, in the afternoon. So it really depends. So right now, again, I want you to go get my book. It's myempirepro.com. That's where you want to go. Grab the book, and then to give you instant access to the 7-series course on Smart Business Empire and how to run a business in the digital age. It's a fantastic module that anyone, regardless of how much time or money you have, can build a million-dollar business from home, okay? If you choose to be at home, if you want to use it in a regular moms and pop business from our office, it works just as good, if not better, okay? So you get access to that at myempirepro.com. If you like this session, give me a thumbs up. Make sure the thumbs up is lit blue, okay, or whatever that. Make sure it's lit, okay? It's lit up. And share this video with anybody you think may benefit out of this. This is what it takes, okay? If you have 90 minutes a day, you can absolutely build this business, okay? As you can see, we almost found one person, but almost it's going to become a deal. At some point, you make $10, $20, $30, $82,000 per deal, okay? That's the way it works, okay? So if you know somebody that just share this video with them. Give me a thumbs up. If you have any questions, comments, please post them in the comment area below. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will definitely see you on the next one. And peace.